Orange and Annunciation, right now they call it the Stanley House. That is one of the oldest homes in the city. Now they can use it, I think, in one of these Vega programs or something. They can let them use that old home. Well, I got...
In one of the what?
You know, like one of these programs with these underprivileged children.
Yeah.
It's right around the Kinker House. It's on the corner from the Kinker. Well, it's right down, a block, you just won't say. You know where the Annunciation Square is? Right across the street there.
Yeah.
Because it's right on Race and Orange. And it's,
What are the other major sections of the city?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you ever counted, counting them, I think they, now say around the Third Ward, that would be another nice section. I mean, you get a lot of stories out of the Third Ward, up around Calton Avenue. Now, I wouldn't advise you to go around the Ninth Ward because that is, well, that's a pretty, that's all gone too because you see they got nothing but project and all down there too. Well, that's most of what they got. They got the Zai project and the Florida Avenue project. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. It's
bad.
It really is bad. It's the same way out there. People can't go out in that section of town anymore. If they go out there, I'll tell you, it's really very dangerous. It seems like it's all over the city now. You see, in this district up here, this is a 6th district. That's what they call it, 6th district police station. Well, it was rated the number one crime section of the city, right in this area here. So you can understand how bad it is. But now it's getting to be, it seems like they all in the same category. Now they all got crime wherever you look at. You can get the evening paper at Stateside, and you can see in the police report. They got it in the morning paper, and they got it in the evening paper. And you can see the different sections of the city where your crimes are being committed. But now down here, it's not as bad, but this general area, you just want to say you can't, you just can't go ahead and walk the streets at night like you used to, because we could go out and go to dances and go home with girls and all, and sleep by our doors, wide open, sleep by the front door. And never have to lock your door, never. And you know nothing would ever happen. But don't do that now. And they're walking in. They take everything you got and take your life with it. See, that's what they do. They'd only steal and just leave the person alone, but they don't do that anymore. No.
Other sections of the city?
Well, I tell you, it's really hard to tell you now where to go. Now, you see, you got down around this. I wouldn't advise you. Now, you may go down. Why don't you go down there by the Hummingbird restaurant?
Yeah.
Now, there's where you can get some good stories. Now, they got people that come in and out of there. Now, the man that runs the place, you can go down there. Well, sometimes you may see 6 automobiles with police cars outside. Well, they go in there and eat, and you get a nice meal in there. As a matter of fact, that is one of the places you can get a breakfast 24 hours a day. And you got people, believe me, all over, well, all your tourists and everything else, they go down there just to see it, and they sit in there and they eat. And, you got all kind of characters that go in and out of there. And I'm positive the man that runs the place, his name is Mr. He could get you quite a few people down there. You can take the help alone. I mean, you can get a story out of those people.